All right, so let's talk about your definite chief aim. This concept, this phrase, comes from a gentleman named Napoleon Hill. He died in 1970. He lived about 100 years ago in the early 1900s. And he tried all kinds of things in order to get success in his life. And he ended up on this path where he met Andrew Carnegie, who was one of the absolute wealthiest men at the time. He was in steel. You probably know him. You know his name. I first heard about Carnegie Hall, and then I later realized it's pronounced Carnegie. But Carnegie invited young Napoleon Hill to not just be interested in why Andrew Carnegie was successful, but really to expand his scope to define the system for success, a strategy for success in life. And to help him do that, Carnegie introduced him to some of his friends like Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Woolworth, and a bunch of other of the most successful people at the time. So Napoleon Hill really got very unique insight in some very special people. And let me pause right here and just say a lot of people have hang-ups around the word success. I used to have a lot of hang-ups around the word success because to me it was kind of wedged as a weapon, as a cudgel to smack me down because I felt like I was not successful. And there are a lot of unhelpful definitions of success out there, such as success is that you have lots of money and fame and that kind of stuff. And there are tons of very successful people whose lives I would not emulate, who have terrible relationships, terrible health. They're not connected to themselves, to spirit, to God. And they're just not good people, but they're very rich and maybe even famous. That's not success to me. Not at all. Yikes. I don't want to have anything to do with that crap. No. Then I transitioned to a definition of success that said I achieve what I set out to achieve. So I have a goal, and then when I hit the goal, I'm successful. The problem with that definition is now you have the goal here and you're here. You're not successful, not successful, not successful, not successful, not successful. Boom, you're successful. And then exactly 10 seconds later, you're going to set a new goal. Boom, and now you're not successful, not successful. So you spend 99.7% of your time feeling not successful with that definition. I don't like that either. So I adopted the definition that I learned from a former Navy SEAL, one of my mentors named Larry Yatch. And his definition is this: success is a feeling, and it is defined as an optimized daily experience sustainable over time. Success is an optimized daily experience sustainable over time. So what does that mean? It puts the focus on today. We can be successful today. What do I want my daily experience to look like in an optimal state in a way that's also sustainable over time? Right? You don't want to do something that was like, oh, you have 24 hours to live. Like, let me go to Vegas and get drunk or whatever. Like, no, we want it to be sustainable, but we want it to be optimized daily experience. What is that optimized daily experience like for you? And the beautiful thing is that you can be successful today, and it's a feeling that you have. And ultimately, the purpose of a business is to create feelings of success in its owner and its team members and its customers. That is the purpose of a business. The owner needs to feel successful, whether the owner works in the business or not. You and I are owners that work in the business, right? Most of us are. It needs to create feelings of success in the employees and the team members and everybody who works in the business. And it needs to create feelings of success for its customers. Very important. So back to the definite chief aim. If you don't know where you're going in life, you're going to be drifting, right? You're going to be drifting and you're not really going to get there. And this is something that took me a long time to realize. I thought if I just had like a vague vision of where I wanted to go, a vague idea, and I kept moving forward step by step, I would get there eventually. Does not work that way. You have to be very, very, very specific, like 8K definition. Forget 4K video, right? Forget 2080, 720p, can't use that for nothing. No, we want an 8K vision. We want it to be extremely detailed and specific where you can see it for your inner eye when you visualize that on it. And the reason why is because making it that specific does two things. A, it forces you to resolve contradictions. There's like, I want this, but I also want that. I want this, but I don't want to sacrifice this. So there are all kinds of contradictions. I want this, but my wife wants something else, or my husband wants something else, or my kids, or whatever other, or I feel like all those contradictions we want to resolve and really decide what is it firmly. Resolve all of those little conflicts in your goals. Because if they don't get resolved, they create contra-pull. So you have one side that's like, yeah, I want it, but then all these conflicts like pull away from it. And at a deeper psychological level, what happens is that we have what Gay Hendricks termed upper limits. We have beliefs that say, if I have too much of success, love, well-being, joy, good things, unconsciously, we're not comfortable with it. And so we're going to do something to take ourselves down a notch. A classic example of this are lottery winners. They win millions of dollars in the lottery, and then typically a couple years later, they're back to the level that they were at, maybe even lower. And in the process, oftentimes they will have destroyed relationships and their health because they weren't prepared to handle the money, because it's not about just the money. It's about the amount of love, success, well-being that we can have and feel okay with. This is very important. And this is all unconscious, so we're not even aware it happens. We'll get into arguments, or we'll have accidents, or we will just do something stupid and lose money, or we'll worry, or we'll... There's all kinds of ways that we bring our levels down when we start to feel too good. And what having the vision does, and really seeing it in 8K, does for you is it allows all of those things to surface so that you can deal with them. I have a whole separate training in our Simplera Academy. I work with people on their upper limits all the time because this is one of those things that just stops people dead in their tracks, because the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than your conscious mind. So if there's a conflict, the unconscious mind is gonna win every single time. So we need to suss all of that negative programming out, or all that unhelpful programming. It was good, it was helpful at a time because it got you to survive to this point, but now it's no longer serving a purpose, and we need to root that stuff out so that we can get you to your vision. And that's the second thing that having an 8K vision does for you. So what I want you to do is write down your definite chief aim, make it specific and detailed. Not too many words, bullets, maybe a drawing, illustration, something like that. But what we want is something that you can review at least twice a day. First thing when you wake up in the morning, and last thing before you get to bed at night. And ideally, you want to review it multiple times throughout the day. So have triggers so that every time you open your computer or get out of the house or get on the subway or get in the car, whatever, you review your definite chief aim. The more you see it, the better, because it's going to remind you, oh yes, this is what I'm working toward, and that's going to stop you from drifting. So I want you to write down right now your definite chief aim. It's going to evolve over time, and at some point you might realize, I don't want this anymore, and you change it. You can absolutely change it, but you need to have an outcome that you're going for. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting effort. And like I said, you need to be way more clear than you think you do, and you need to be way more strategic and intentional on your path to get there than you probably think you do. And you have to be crazy aware of all of your subconscious blocks or contra forces in your subconscious mind, because otherwise they're gonna stop you and they're gonna win over what you consciously want. So write down your definite chief aim in the worksheet below. Make sure you include all the different areas of your life and have it in a place where you can keep revisiting it over time. All right, thank you very much. And I will see you in the next video.